Let's turn to West Africa, where residents of Benin have woken up to an attempted coup that's played out on state television.
Yeah, Mel, if you woke up and turned on the telly on Sunday morning, not what you would have expected to see. Soldiers, a group of them, some of them carrying guns, claiming to have seized power from the government.
Beninoise, the Beninois.
They said they were taking over from President Patrice Talon, suspending the constitution, closing air, land and sea borders. Now, it turns out they didn't really have the power to do any of that. A few hours later, the interior minister took to the same airwaves with his own message.
Un groupuscule de soldats a engagé une mutinerie dans le but de déstabiliser l'État et ses institutions.
Now, I don't think you even have to speak French to understand just what was being said there. He called it a mutiny. He said that this group were trying to destabilise the country. And importantly, he said that the government still had control there. So hours later, authorities came out. They said that they had arrested more than a dozen people, but they didn't share any more details around this attempt to take over the country. So for now, Mel, it seems that the country is as it was just a couple of days ago, still under the government's control.
So everything's happening, but nothing's quite changed in the end. So, like, what's led to this? Well, why was there an effort to have a coup?
So, if you didn't know, the government in Benin has been pretty active in the last couple of years. Critics say, though, that a lot of that activity has been to serve its own interests. So, the economy has been on the up, but in terms of security, in the north, militants have been crossing over from other conflicts in other countries, and it's left parts of the military quite disgruntled. And politically, the country has just adopted a new constitution. It's extended the presidential terms from 5 to 7 years, and it's also established a Senate. So it says that, you know, is in the interest of the country, but there are a lot of opposition politicians saying that it is the government consolidating power. The government has also barred the main opposition candidate from the next election in April. Adama Gaye used to work with ECOWAS. It's the Economic Community of West African States. He told me that there are a lot of people frustrated with this government.
Despite all the good things being said about the economic achievements of the country, the reality is that there are so many people who are disgruntled. And there is a risk also that within the party of Mr. Patrice Talon, people who expected to be selected to be his successor are not happy with the fact that he has chosen a puppet to be his successor. And this is maybe another layer of the tension existing in the country.
Now, these scenes may have been shocking, having the army on state TV, but they're not unsurprising if you look at what's happening around the region. There have been coups and attempted coups right across West Africa in recent years. And then recently, in last month, in Guinea-Bissau as well, there was a coup. So Adama Gaye says that this is really keeping with that trend.
Over the past 5-6 years, we have seen almost 5 to 6 military coups, mostly successful coups. So this was business as usual. Nobody was surprised that this could have happened in Benin. This is a time when military coups are on the rise again in West Africa.
We still don't really know exactly how it happened. You know, was it just a few disgruntled army members, or was it something bigger? There is one theory that it could have been instigated by the ruling party to manufacture a crisis. Adama Gaye says that that is just a theory. The election, though, Mel, it is in April. The president says they won't be seeking a third term, but given the political temperature in the region, it's impossible to know just what will happen in the next few months.